Good evening, everybody. Many of you know the drill. You're on that diet again. The menu is passed at the restaurant. You see the cheesecake staring at you, at least the picture of the cheesecake on the menu. You linger before your wife or your friend turns the page for you. For those of us who are on keto, it's not cheesecake. We just want sliced bread, right?
Yeah.
Or you know it takes more than 10 minutes to get here for the evening service, but you just keep hitting that snooze button until suddenly it's 4:50 and you're late. Well, we all know of situations where what is right and needs to be done is clear, but the ability, the strength to go ahead and get the job done is not there. Today, we're going to look at Genesis 19, 15 to 16. So let's read our text for this evening. If you have a Bibles, open it up in your Bibles or on your phones, but it's also on the handout. Genesis 19, 15 to 16. As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. This evening, we'll meditate on this passage in 3 points. So we will look at the warning, which is verse 15, the hesitation, verses 16a, and salvation, 16b. As we walk through these verses, I want you to notice the active mercy of God before imminent judgment. That's our main point for today, or tonight. The active mercy of God before imminent judgment. So let's look at point one, the warning, verse 15. What is the warning? The city is going to be punished. But why? Well, chapter 18, verse 20 to 21 tells us there is a great outcry against this city. And here we see God has heard and he has seen their evil deeds. The beginning of chapter 19 tells us what kind of city this place was. It was truly an evil, wicked place. It was full of abusive sexual sin, of violence. And these are just a glimpse of how depraved this place was. In fact, Sodom is the summary of all that is evil and against God. You will see all across Scripture that Sodom is used as an example for evil. It is a model city of rebelling against God. It is also a model city of God's judgment against sin. But notice the warning is not to the city. The warning is to Lot, who is right next to the city. For this city, there is no warning left. It will be swept away. The only hope now is to escape the city before destruction comes. And this is the gracious warning to Lot. Escape, up, take your family and get out of here. Abraham's interceding in chapter 18 for the city, it's over. The angels have arrived. They've arrived to administer God's judgment. Friends, are you aware of the impending judgment of God? Luke 17, 28 to 32 tells us that Jesus will return a second time to judge the world like Sodom was judged. It will be decisive. It will be complete. Maybe this evening you are the one who's facing the injustice of others. The city has done evil against you. Maybe you have had bad bosses who don't pay your salary on time. Or you have been overworked. Or maybe you've been lied to and cheated out of the promotion or even getting fired because of corruption at your job. Maybe you felt the sting of a financial scam. Or maybe it's even physical or verbal abuse. You might be thinking, there's so much evil in this world. Will God ever do anything about it? Will there ever be true justice? Well, this text gives hope to you. It is good news that the punishment of the evil city is coming. God sees evil. The Bible is clear, friends, the judgment of God against sin is coming. But maybe I'm talking to a different group. What about you? If you're here and you're not a Christian, you've heard the claims of Christ. You have heard that God, the judgment of God is coming, but you don't really want to change anything in your life. You just linger around the church, around the Christian community. You have the perfect excuse to why you are where you are and why you want to stay where you are. You're happy with how life is going. You don't really think about all of this Jesus thing. You're not really sure if this warning of imminent judgment is actually going to happen. I mean, after all, everybody's been talking about this for a long time. Friends, if this is you, leave the city of evil because destruction is coming. Lot, up, get your family and get out of there. The sweeping destruction is coming. It seems so simple. The warning of judgment leads us to escape. But there's a surprising twist. Look at the next line, which is point number 2, the hesitation. Verse 15 seems so straightforward. Sodom is evil, Lot is righteous. So, Lot is warned to flee from the evil city that will be destroyed. But is it that simple? Look at 16a. But he lingered. But why? Why would he linger from the evil city that's going to be destroyed? Maybe our character Lot is a lot more complex than we first thought. At first glance, it feels so foolish. Get out of there, Lot. Save yourself. But in Genesis 13, Lot had chosen this land because it was so fertile. He has invested so much into this land. His livelihood, his family, his daughter's future husbands were here. Verse 14 tells us. All of his life was in this land. Lot has gotten used to living amongst the evil of Sodom. Even though righteous Lot is not part of the city, some of the city seems to have become part of him. What about us, Christian? Are you sticking around sin longer than you should? Have you made excuses, obeying God, but only halfway? You're fighting the fight against pornography or lust or illicit romance, but you still keep those devices close by. You're still holding on to that Netflix subscription or to your Instagram account that you know is the start of that temptation. You don't dive headfirst into sin, but you're still hanging around close by. Maybe it's not sexual sin for you, but another addiction. You know the news and social media fill you with anxiety and confusion, but you continue to read and meditate on it, not filling your heart and your head with everything that is pure and excellent, like Philippians 4 tells us to think about. Maybe it is anger and a grumbling heart. Maybe we've said, I'm not really gossiping, I'm just venting to my friend. Or it could be lying and deception. One white lie won't hurt anybody. If I tell them the truth now, it'll be worse. Let me just hide it. Oh, friends, there are so many ways we could be struggling. I hope you get the point. Maybe you are just like me, just lingering a little longer, wondering if we can have the evil city and a relationship with God. If there's any way that we can not fully indulge in the sin, but also not to have to take drastic steps of fleeing from it. Maybe you're saying, I won't be part of the city, but I'll just live close to it. Maybe you're saying, I don't really need to be that extreme about my relationship with God. Friend, there is no saving of the city, only saving from the city. So don't linger, up and flee. I want to ask you, what area is it for you? I gave a few examples. But where is it that you are tempted to linger? I want to encourage you, sometime tonight or tomorrow morning, take 10 minutes, put a timer, and sit in silence. And think about, consider, what is the area in your life that you are lingering around sin? Sometimes we just need a little space and a little time to think about it. Where are you flirting with sin? Friends, if you don't even know what sin you are fighting, you're not fighting the sin. So I want to encourage you to spend some time thinking about that tonight or tomorrow. Let's go back to Lot. Oh, Lot, how you have messed up. Lingering around Sodom will now bring you the judgment that Sodom deserves. But wait, Look at the next line, another surprising twist, which leads us to point three, Salvation 16b. Lot is not destroyed with the city. You see, the angels, they don't linger. They seize Lot and his family and they bring him out of the city. What aggressive language, seizing Lot? You see, Lot is too slow. He's too double-minded. He's so weak. And so the angels need to help him. Now the question is, why are they serving Lot like this? What is the underlying driver for this salvation? Look at 16b again. The text says, the Lord being merciful to him. There it is. Salvation was never based on the righteousness of Lot. We talked about how he was a complex character. It wasn't because his goodness outweighed his badness or that he was going to be useful for God's plans. No, it all depended on whether God was going to be merciful or not. Lingering around sin deserved the judgment of sin. But God had mercy. Look at these two verses again. See how he had mercy. The angels, they urged. They warned about being swept away. They seized them by the hand. When he lingered, they brought him out and set him outside. All across this text, it's the mercy of God. Friends, think of the mercy of God towards you. It's not because you are good. It's not because he looked in the future and he saw, oh, this guy has great, or this guy or this girl has great potential. I'm going to invest in that. It's not even because you haven't lingered. We are Lot who lingers. We are the ones who need to be seized by the mercy of God. And this is what God has done for sinners in Christ. We talked about Jesus' second coming. He will come and judge the world like Sodom was judged. But look at what John 3:17 talks about, his first coming. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is mercy. While you and I were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the gospel. Jesus has died for sinners, bearing the punishment so that we can flee from the judgment that is coming. We escape because Jesus bears the punishment. Here is what God has done for you. If you're not a Christian, don't linger. This is the way that we can be saved. Repent of your sin and trust in the Savior Jesus. If you are a Christian here, I want to encourage you to run away from your sin and to this gospel. But before we end, there's a warning. Friends, don't take the mercy of God for granted. Do not assume that since he seized you, that you can continue to linger. Hear what verse 26 later in this chapter says. But Lot's wife behind him looked back and she became a pillar of salt. You see what happened? The lingering became looking back and she was judged along with Sodom. Be warned. Run to Jesus with your sin. Don't linger around it. Don't protect your sin. We must respond to his mercy. One way to respond to it is to talk about it. Tonight, while we have dinner, I want to encourage you to ask this question to one another. Find somebody maybe you don't know and ask this question. Can you share a story of a time that God has had mercy on you? It could be a time that God saved you from lingering with sin. So find somebody and talk about the mercy of God to you. What a great way that we can worship God by doing that. Friends, praise the Lord, because his active mercy before imminent judgment is what saves us. Because we're too weak. We're too slow to save ourselves. But God in his mercy has saved.